This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Lots to cover off this week as Joey Hicketts has become the first ever Victoria Royal to play a game in the NHL. The former 2016 WHL Western Conference Player of the Year will join us in moments to talk about his NHL debut. The WHL in 30, it's a brand new feature and now available on Shaw TV and YouTube. Commissioner Ron Robison explains what the WHL in 30 is all about. And Edward Silvertip's veteran forward Matt Fontaine has been named the WHL On the Run Player of the Week after a 10-point outburst. He'll close out the show. Joe Hicketts, a former first-round Bantam pick of the Victoria Royals, became the first player in club history to play an NHL game. Called up by the Detroit Red Wings, the 2016 WHL's Western Conference Player of the Year was happy to represent the Royals while wearing the winged wheel.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge honor. And you know what? It started, I think, obviously when they moved to Chilliwack, I was the first pick by the Royals organization. And to be the first player to play the National Hockey League between either the Bruins or the Royals is definitely something that I'm proud of.
Joey, you anticipate that call your entire life, I'm sure. But when it happens, what's the reaction? How do you feel about, you know, getting that chance to play in your first NHL game?
Well, it's obviously a dream come true, not only getting the call, but the opportunity to play in the NHL in front of, you know, my parents who made the trip down to New Jersey was something special that I'll never forget. So it was definitely an exciting time for both me and my family, and I was just excited to get the first one out of the way there.
Yeah, you've been playing pro now for 2 years here, so, you know, at a training camp, I'm sure you would have liked to stay a little bit longer than you did there and maybe get some experience here, but now you got your foot in the door. Do you think you left an impression enough that you could be the next guy up if they come calling again?
Yeah, I think, you know, with my conversations with the coaching staff and even with, you know, the players around the room, definitely left an impression. I wanted to go play my game, which was kind of get my nose in there and be gritty, bring some energy to the team. I had heard that they've been lacking that a little bit. So I hope I left that impression. I thought last game I brought those intangibles that, you know, maybe they'd been missing last week or two. So definitely looking forward to maybe getting that next call up and seeing what I can do.
One of your first shifts in the period there, you targeted first overall pick Nico Hischier of the Devils. Did you know who that was going one-on-one up the ice there?
I didn't really know it was him until after I hit him. I think at that point I just saw someone coming and I wanted to play it, you know, the best I could. I ended up with a nice check there in the middle of the ice and in the defensive zone. And when I saw it was him, it kind of put a little smile on my face knowing that, you know, it was one of the bigger name players.
I'm sure you've heard from a lot of people, probably old teammates and old coaches and things like that. But what's the support been like for you?
It's been unreal. It's, you know, whether it was text, calls, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you see the support and you hear from guys that you haven't heard of in a while. And to know that many people are kind of behind you and rooting for you is definitely, you know, a little more motivation. I think after the game, I had like 70, 75 texts the other night, so, which is something that I never had before, maybe after winning World Juniors, but it was definitely nice to see the support and know people are behind me.
Well, I know a lot of people in your corner, Joe, for this, and really enjoyed that game back on Monday night, and no doubt we'll be watching the next time that you suit up there at the Red Wings. Great job, congratulations, and best of luck the rest of the season there in Grand Rapids, okay?
Thanks, John.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
43 players from the WHL have been listed by NHL Central Scouting in the midterm rankings ahead of the 2018 NHL draft set for Dallas this June. Heading the list is defenseman Ty Smith of the Spokane Chiefs. He's ranked 14th amongst North American skaters. Joining Smith in the top 31, defenseman Jet Wu of the Moose Jaw Warriors, ranked 20th, and Alexander Alexiev, ranked 26th. He plays for the Red Deer Rebels. Including Smith, Wu, and Alexiev, a total of 18 WHL defensemen land in the midterm rankings. D-man Kalen Addison from the Lethbridge Hurricanes, ranked 34th, and Philip Kral of the Spokane Chiefs at 52nd. Centers Milos Roman of the Vancouver Giants is ranked 40th, as well Kyle Topping of the Kelowna Rockets is 64th, ranked the highest among the 22 WHL forwards listed. In the crease, Swift Current Broncos rookie goaltender Joel Hofer is ranked 6th amongst North American goaltenders. David Tendick of the Vancouver Giants is ranked 8th, and Duncan McGovern of the Kootenay Ice is ranked 22nd. And of the 43 WHL players listed in the NHL Central Scouting Midterm Rankings, 8 of those players took part in the 2018 Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game Thursday in Guelph, Ontario.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It's called the WHL in 30, a new condensed game WHL broadcast every week. WHL Commissioner Ron Robinson explains how it all came together.
Well, in discussions with our long-term partner, Shaw Communications, who of course provided coverage of our games on a regular basis, live broadcast games, throughout the regular season and playoffs, we felt that moving forward, we needed to reinvent the programming, and where we landed was the fact that we felt a WHL 30, a 30-minute featured game of the week, would be ideal for today's environment, where we could deliver that game on Saturday afternoons on the Shaw TV network and, of course, on social media through YouTube.
It's a great endeavor because those that aren't subscribed to Shaw Cable can still catch the game on YouTube here. This step towards coverage, is this just about more exposing the WHL brand to the rest of the people?
It's really important from our standpoint to maintain coverage of our games throughout the course of the season on cable in Western Canada and, of course, through new social media channels like YouTube. And we just feel a package of this nature delivered in a condensed version for our fan base will be very well received. And the initial response has been very positive.
Now, the schedule is set right now. Any plans to perhaps expand for playoff coverage?
Yes, our intent will be to certainly continue the game of the week through the playoffs this year. And we'll reevaluate things moving forward for next season. But we've got a lot of interest expressed in this program. And we're just excited to be in the position to deliver a game of the week in a 30-minute format to our fans every Saturday.
Delivered by producer Colin McQuillan and host Andy Neal from Shaw TV. Great to have those two back on board as well. We look forward to the coverage here, WHL and 30 here down the stretch and for the playoffs. Ron, thanks for explaining things to us here today.
Thanks very much. My pleasure.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Everett Silvertips began the weekend on top of the U.S. division. Veteran forward Matt Fontaine is the WHL on-the-run player of the week after racking up 10 points in 3 Silvertips victories. Voice of the Silvertips, Mike Benton, has more.
Matt, I'm certain that anytime somebody has a conversation about a weekly award, the basic reaction would be that, you know, it's not about me, it's about the team. But how different do you feel as a player now than, you know, say versus about roughly 3 months ago here?
Yeah, lately the confidence has been up. Things have been going well. A lot of good bounces lately. But like you said, the team's been doing well, and that's the main thing. So I think whenever the team's doing well, people are going to have individual success as well.
There is obviously a new professor as part of this class, and he has embraced the concept here of attack. Get up ice in a hurry. How long did it take until you really felt, alongside your longtime line mate, Patrick Bykov, that everything was clicking?
Yeah, early on, it was definitely a transition period for not only myself, but the team as well. I think we've adapted really well to it, and it's a really fun way of playing. So it's really exciting. Lots of shots on net, a lot of scoring chances. So with that being said, you always have to take care of your defensive end as well. And when you have a guy like Carter Hart in net, it's nice that whenever we have a little breakdown, he's always there to pick up our pieces.
That's always one thing to be certain is that, you know, you usually have that security blanket back there. He wears number 70, obviously, and he's had yet one more award. You know, for fans who look at it, they marvel at just how big the mantelpiece has become. But as far as you guys are concerned, how valuable, not just on the ice, I see, but also in the room as a teammate?
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's been to the NHL for a while. He's been to a lot of camps and a lot of Hockey Canada camps as well. So he knows what pros do. He knows how to act off the ice and both on the ice. So he's someone that's obviously younger than I am, but he's someone I look up to just by off-ice habits and on-ice habits as well.
Ever since we had New Year's Day happen, there have been 5 new players walk through this door. Ethan O'Rourke is one of them. Garrett Pilon packaged with Andre Valla, 2 of your new teammates. Then you saw Spencer Gerth and Bronson Sharp also jump into this room. Collectively, in the last few months, it may have seemed a bit like a turnstile going through the door as well here, but now you have a team set to pursue something even bigger here for this second half of the regular season and maybe as well beyond here. How are they fitting in? How have you guys taken steps to also make them feel fit in?
Yeah, they're all five of them are great guys. They fit in really well. We mesh well as a group, and they all bring a different dynamic. They're not all the same player, and they bring a set of their own tools each game, so it helps our team in all aspects of the game. And then just away from the rink, like I said, they're great guys. They're really easy to hang out with, and we usually just go have some lunch after practice or go and hang out at someone's billet house after, but it's been an easy transition period.
Jay Christensen said that Garrett Pilon was the first guy always brought up in a pre-scout with the Kamloops Blazers. Now that he's your teammate, what do you appreciate about him?
Yeah, he works tremendously hard. There's a reason why he's drafted by the Washington Capitals. Like I said, he works hard. He's got a ton of skill. He protects the puck very, very well, and he's great on his edges. So whenever you have a guy like that on your team, it's really nice not having to defend against him night in and night out.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say thanks to all our guests as well. Thanks to Mike in Everett for his help this week. I'm John Key.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.